The mood inside the House chamber on Tuesday was tense. Extra security was called in as Democratic House Majority Leader Casey Becker stepped up to the podium and announced the outcome of an independent investigation on Representative Steve Lebsack.
His behavior demonstrated a pattern of behavior that not only violates the policy, but puts the integrity of this body at risk. It is our responsibility to hold our members to higher ethical standards than what I think Representative Lebsack was demonstrating.
Becker says the report found 11 allegations against Lebsack from five women credible, including one filed by fellow Democrat Faith Winter last November. She alleges that Lebsack made unwanted sexual advances and used vulgar language with her in 2016.
I'm relieved that the report finally came back and that it came back credible. I think it's really important that it's five women in 11 allegations. This is not a Representative Winter versus a Representative Lebsack issue.
Each member of the House will get to review the results of the investigation in advance of the expulsion vote. That is scheduled for Friday. Passing the resolution would require backing from at least eight House Republicans to get the two-thirds vote that is needed. That's assuming all Democrats will vote together as a block. Lebsack, who is running for state treasurer, believes he will be vindicated.
I will not be expelled. The members of this body will see what's going on, and I will not be expelled.
He denies wrongdoing and says the investigation conducted by the Employers Council is flawed.
There's been a lot of bias and unprofessionalism from the fact finder in my case.
It's the same argument that Senate Republicans have made after sexual harassment allegations against three of their members were found to be credible. Democrats plan to run a resolution to oust Senator Randy Baumgartner, who has two other complaints pending against him. House Minority Leader Patrick Neville appeared to question some of the findings in Lebsack's report. He's reviewed it and says the more serious allegations aren't clear.
There are several things in the report, process, fact-finding, conclusions that I have questions on, and I would like to talk to the investigator, and I think my caucus would too.
Neville says his vote may hinge on what the investigator says.
I mean, this is a pretty serious step. It hasn't been done in 102 years, so I think we've got to be very thoughtful about all the items involved in the repercussions before we take such a step.
Representative Faith Winter says she's nervous about what happens next.
It has been 3 long months of retaliation and attack after attack, and I'm going to have to endure another long day on Friday.
For Joanna Grossman, a law professor at SMU in Dallas and a national expert on workplace harassment, the vote could highlight whether the state legislature as an institution takes this issue seriously.
It's absolutely the case that ignoring a complaint that was found credible, you know, in this case, refusing to oust a person who has been credibly accused of misconduct, that sends a message to every other person there that don't bother.
So far, there have been 8 complainants investigators found credible against lawmakers in both parties and chambers. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.